Ian Basrabi, let's start off with understanding, for those of us who don't know, what is a CRM?
So, Howard, good morning. Good morning, everyone. CRM systems have been around for a long time, but they've only become mainstream or very prevalent in more of the digital age, in the world of data and the world of cloud computing and all of that. And the reason being is that CRM, which stands for Customer Relationship Management, is a solution that is designed or created to manage the customer relationship. And why is that important is because as we begin to compete more for customers and compete more for customer satisfaction, we spoke last week about the customer experience, it's becoming more and more important for companies to start understanding their customers and what their trends are, what their likes, dislikes, et cetera, et cetera. So I mentioned something in a tweet I sent out this morning that we all have a digital twin. And
yeah, what does that mean?
So it's interesting because everybody has probably always wanted a twin. Mind you, I don't know if we could handle another Howard.
I was just going to say.
That should be a bit scary.
What? Yeah, well, I would not want a twin.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think many of us can handle
Number
that.
Number one, I'm a Leo.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, I'm incredibly attention-seeking.
Yeah.
How can you imagine?
Okay, maybe this digital twin could work to your advantage. So,
okay,
let me explain what a digital twin is. So anybody that has had an interaction with the internet effectively has a digital persona. Now, what is a digital persona? It's effectively a virtual version of yourself. So you think about your Facebook account, your Twitter handle, your Instagram, etc. Those are all replicas, if you want to call it, of yourself. But it operates in the virtual world.
Right.
But the more we start engaging in that virtual world, the more that twin becomes more like ourselves, or maybe in a bit of a strange way, it becomes more like the person we want to be. And that becomes quite interesting because companies now start utilizing that information to draw conclusions about yourself. So if we go back to what you were talking about just before I came on air, about the royals and that. The interesting thing is if you look at the royals, there's only a handful of individuals, and I think it's only two of them that have official personal Instagram accounts, and that is Princess Beatrice and Princess Eugenie. And they're the only ones that are allowed, if I can say, to have their own accounts.
Why is that?
The reason is because they're considered not to be working royals. Now, I don't know. I don't know what a working royal is, but effectively they don't have royal responsibilities. And the reason for that is that in this age of digital, as we've seen, on numerous occasions, you have to protect your public persona and your image, etc. And that is something that I think a lot of us are very unaware of, is what our digital footprint, which is effectively the trail we leave on the internet, has in terms of our buying trends and our future. And that is where customer relationship management systems are starting to take that information and effectively using that to influence our decision making. So sounds like a lot to consume, but effectively it's really about, are we being guarded in terms of what we buy, what we see, where we go, et cetera, purely because our footprint is effectively being turned into advertising campaigns, marketing engagements, et cetera.
Right. So who needs a CRM?
So I think anybody who wants to retain and grow their customer base. So the bottom line is everybody needs a CRM. But CRMs come in different shapes and sizes.
Right, right.
Now, large organizations with thousands or hundreds of thousands of customers need something like a Salesforce. Now, Salesforce is one of the biggest enterprise and one of the most popular and well-known CRM systems. But Salesforce is complex in itself in terms of it's got huge amounts of flexibility, and you need dedicated people to be able to actually manage that. But it has the ability to perform such fundamental integrations into different line of business systems, into all your different legacy systems, all your data consolidations, etc. But as I say, it comes at a price, and it comes with a level of complexity. But there are so many CRM applications now on the market that actually assist small to medium enterprises just to be more competitive, because they become virtual assistants. It becomes almost an additional member of your staff, or a resource capability that never sleeps. It never takes leave. It is always there looking for information, and it can provide you with huge benefits in terms of managing your interactions and your day-to-day engagements with your customers.
Are CRMs expensive? I mean, obviously, how long is a piece of string? But
absolutely.
What are the ranges? How does it work?
So it all depends, and they're unique models, and one that has a very interesting model is one that I'm familiar with, is called HubSpot. Now, HubSpot uses I wouldn't call it a pay-as-you-go, but it's like a pay-as-you-use. Uh-huh. So you can effectively sign up to them to have a very basic CRM system for nothing. And when I say, there's no cost associated with it, but it has limitations in terms of functionality, and you can only have certain amount of contacts.
So what would the ordinary function of a CRM be?
So I think the fundamental thing about a CRM is it allows you to register and keep track of your leads and your contacts. So think about your contacts as being the most critical part of your business. And you never know when a lead is ready to buy from you. Never know. You know, they may not buy from you today, but you
want
to keep.
But you want them on that system. You want them on the database.
You
want
to keep them warm. That's what we call. So you always want to be there, knowing what people are doing, what they're moving. Now, you think about LinkedIn as an example.
Right.
I'm not going to phone every one of my friends and say to my friends, I've taken on a new position, or I've just left my current company and I'm moving to somewhere else. I'm not going to phone every one of my friends, but I will post it on LinkedIn.
And then everybody knows.
Absolutely. Right. So if you can keep track of your contacts, whether you've been engaging with that person 6 months ago, and now all of a sudden you see that person's moved, it gives you what we call a reason to call. The reason to call is to say, congratulations, Howard. That's great. Would love to catch up for a cup of coffee. Let's discuss your future plans. So it really keeps you in touch with your contacts without having to do anything proactively. The system effectively does it for you.
Right. Absolutely fascinating. I'd love to hear from you. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Is there something that you should be using in your business? Time is 8:25. I'm Howard Feldman. And do you use it? Is there something that you are maybe using? You got quite animated during the conversation on renewable energy.
It's quite funny, Howard, and I'm sure many of your listeners will have come across Abraham Maslow and his hierarchy of needs.
Sure.
So for those of you that don't know, Abraham Maslow proposed his theory of human motivation in 1943. And the interesting thing is that he could never have envisaged the world we live in now with digital.
We can't.
No, we can't. We're struggling. And I think when I was listening to Stephen, I recalled a survey that was done, and it just goes to show how our basic needs have changed in a digital world. And Stephen mentioned how dependent and reliable we are on electricity. And just to share some information, that in a digital world, individuals indicate some of the most important basic needs are digital in nature. So just to give you an indication that ranking, okay, here's my ranking, Zanati, so it's not royal, so maybe
a few more options. Yeah. Zanati wants you to put Meghan Markle at the top.
Meghan Markle.
No, Meghan Markle, be honest.
Yeah, Meghan Markle doesn't even feature on my list, Zanati, so I'm upfronting straight away.
So Zanati not having a good day.
But top of the list, people survey, this was a survey that covered probably 3,500-4,000 people at the time, that 75% of respondents said that their computer, laptop, or mobile device ranked highest, followed by fast internet and Wi-Fi. And interestingly, and this is where I find it quite freaky in a way, is that digital needs outranked things like a person's office, their cubicle space, air conditioning and heating, their office chair, and scary, clean bathrooms. So somebody would rather...
Well, hold on. What? Say again?
How is that?
So someone would rather...
Someone would rather have fast internet, their laptop, rather than a clean bathroom.
Okay, I'm one of those.
Okay, so there was...
Wow!
Okay, how...
I don't understand. I mean, how long do you need a bathroom for? 5 minutes. You need your laptop all day and the internet.
Well, maybe we gave you Wi-Fi in the bathroom.
Exactly.
Compromise.
Exactly. You don't even notice the bathroom. Yeah.
And I think that goes to what Stephen was saying about people looking at alternatives. And for me, I don't want to kind of diss the whole renewable energy story, but I think it's more about alternative sources of energy. And when I say alternatives, is how many people do you know don't have a generator or an inverter or a power bank or something that is there in the unlikely event that Eskom decides to implement unscheduled load shedding?
Yes.
So the point is, going back to our topic about CRM, if all of your data is now in the cloud, or all of your data is now on your phone, and you've got to phone your top 10 clients, off the top of your head, Howard, how many of their numbers do you know off the heart?
None.
Exactly. So the point is that we live in a digital age, which not only comes with solutions, but it comes with other challenges. And those challenges are, well, how do you make sure you always have access to that information? And cross, what we call cross-platform integration, which is a very big word for saying it works on all of my devices, is critical. Because you don't want to say, oh, I left my laptop at home, I can't get hold of it. You want to be able to be sitting in a meeting, and if a client asks you a question, you can immediately just go onto their phone, see something, and say, oh, no, don't worry, Howard, that's taken care of. And you and I were just talking off air about a customer experience. Is how often have you been longer with a company or a customer of a company than the representatives of that company have been there.
Absolutely.
And the most important thing about a CRM is that your data stays with the company. It's your most valuable asset. Now think about it. How often does a person leave and they either don't hand over that information, or that information gets lost because it gets just deleted, etc. The interesting thing about that, if you have all your information in the CRM system, it should be a situation that somebody should be able to sit down in front of that CRM and know exactly about that customer. And it goes to say that our emails, our inboxes, should not be filled up with everybody's emails. That information should be in your CRM system. So for example.
So the whole point is that it removes that noise.
Absolutely. Right. And it also removes the fact that if I forgot to copy somebody, it doesn't become an embarrassing situation that, oh, sorry, we did get your payment. It went to this department. It should be, well, we have a single source of the truth being the CRM. And in that, if you made the payment, it's there. It shouldn't be a case, well, sorry, it doesn't reflect because so-and-so hasn't sent me the email. So very important, two key aspects that come out of that. One is making sure you can always access your data, even if there is a circumstance outside of the CRM being a power outage and that. Right, so making sure you have backup. But secondly, also making sure that this data is visible to everybody, current employees, future people that are coming in, as well as understanding every interaction you've had with that customer, so that if a customer walks in, you are always one step ahead of your customer.